remember the senior devotees, how your Gurudev came without any fortune in this country, and how he began his preaching from New Jersey or New York or Tonkin and made hippie happy. Still there are so many hippies here, but in happy, high class of devotees. Do you remember all these things? How he preached his mission and preaching centers to all world, India and all over the world here, and how he distributed his books. You remember all these things. So, Narottam Thakur is remembering how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, how he gave up his old mother, newly married, no daughter, son. There was nothing to eat in his house. And how he took sannyas, became nishtho, cruel heart, and gave up all his things. And how he went to Jagannath, and from here, there, and at that time, a Prita child. But now where he is? And weeping bitterly. So you should tell.
Jātavarandasa jñānandana salakaya Rakshurunmilitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has manifested from the core of his heart into this world his very deep feelings of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his Guru Varga, and from all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that we can take shelter of the vehicle of his attachment for them, and it will carry us to the lotus feet of Rupa Sanatan and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is he saying? Jaya Nilo Premadhana Karna Pratur Heno Prabhu Kosugela Acharya Thakur. This whole world was in a dark condition. Hardly anywhere was there any pure devotion. All were engaged in karma kanda and logic and grammar and arguing over so many things. Sri Advaitacharya, he could not tolerate the suffering of all the living beings in this world. So he began to chant the name of Krishna in a loud voice, thunderous voice, with tears, and worshipping his Thakurji by Ganga Jalan Tulsi Patra, leaves of Tulsi. And in this way, by his very pitiful cries, he brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu down from Swetadvipa, and they manifested in this world. So, Janilo Premadana Karna Prachur, where is that that personality who was filled with abundant mercy and who brought down into this world the treasure of Braja Prem in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is such a person? Srila Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation from Advaitacharya and crying, when will I have the chance to meet with him, to see him, such a merciful personality? Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan. Where is my Swarup Damodar, Sanatan Goswami, and Rupa Goswami? Where is the very kind person who was very merciful to all the fallen living entities? Who? Raghunath Das. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed, Yadichche Ravasam Rajabhuvi Saragam Prajajanur Yuvadam Dam Tachat Paracharitam Ara Dabilase Sarupam Si Rupam Saganam Niyatasya Grajamapi Sputam Premna Nitya Sadat Tadasadat Kam Srinumana. He's saying here, my dear friend, that means my own mind. Oh, my dear mind, please listen to me. If at all you have the desire, to attain residence in transcendental Vraja, and there directly engage in the service of Radha and Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan, then just do this one thing. What is that? Very deliberately, with all your heart, call out again and again, bow down again and again, and specifically remember the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami Pad, Sanatan Goswami Pad, and all of the acharyas in that varga. So as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad has instructed in Manasiksha, practically Srila Narottam Das Thakur is praying in this verse, Kaha Mora Swarup, oh Swarup Damodar, where are you? You who would spend all night in the Gambira with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pacifying his feelings of separation and reciting so many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita Govinda, Candidas Vidyapati, from all of the books full of Braja Rasa, and inspired and trained in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You who bestowed kindly your mercy, so much love and affection upon Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, where is that Swarup Damodar? Where is that Sanatan Goswami, who was friend of everyone in Brajamandal, and who saved the life of Raghunath Das Goswami when he wanted to give up his life out of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar? And where is that Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, who wrote Ujjwala Nilamani, who wrote Vidanta Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Das Kali Comedy, so many beautiful books of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and gave them in the hands of the Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami and others? Where is such a personality as Rupa Goswami? Then he's saying, Kaha Mora Bhatta Yuga, Kaha Kaviraj? Where is Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Who, as a small child, served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to his home in Sri Rangam? And where is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who would recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmar Geet, Gopi Geet, Pranay Geet, in Seva Kunj, and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and all Goswamis would hear how he would sing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in so many different tunes and melodies, and cause everyone to be immersed in the ocean of praying, all are crying and rolling on the ground. Where is that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami? And where is Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, who directly heard all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Raghunath Das Goswami himself at Radha Kunj, who in his old age, when he could hardly see, he could hardly breathe, he has given the treasure of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the life and soul of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Where is that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Then he's saying, Pachane Kutibo Mata Anale Pashibo. Goranga Gnanidhi Kotakale Pabo. And where is Satinandan Gaurahari? Sri Krishna himself, adorned with the beauty and the sentiments of Srimati Radhika, who came into this world to distribute this Maha Prema Rasa, Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam, to give a love that has never ever been given before in this day of Lord Brahma, the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Where is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was here only a moment ago. But where did he suddenly go? I will break my head upon a stone, or I will enter into a fire. Or where is he? Narottam Das Thakur is feeling very desperate. This mood has come. Kenova Achaye Pran, Kisuka Paiya, Narottam Lavia, Narottam Adasa Keno, Nagelo Maria. He's crying. How am I staying alive? I have missed my chance. Right Guru and right Shavas, they gave so many chances and so much mercy to me. But I have squandered everything, I have lost everything. The jewel of frame, I have lost it only due to my own ignorance, my own carelessness. And even though I am bereft of the association of a great Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, even though I am bereft of their association, how, without their association, will I get any happiness? And if there's no happiness for me, what is the use of staying alive in this world? And even though I have no reason to live, still, I cannot die because my heart is so hard. Why have I not died in separation from them? So finally, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Sei Sabha Sangira Sange, Jai Kalo Vilas. So many associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they've performed pastimes with him. Say sangana payakande narotamadas. Not being totally bereft of their association. Even especially Narottam Das Thakur is remembering his Abhinna Aktor. His heart and the heart of Ramachandra Kaviraj, they're like one. His nearest and dearest associate. But he's so choked in an ecstatic feeling of separation, he cannot even bring himself to utter the name Ramachandra Kaviraj. So only saying, all of these associates and high class Vaishnavas, I am bereft of their association, and therefore, what can I do? I can simply cry and cry and cry. Please be merciful to me.
So, Prem has two sides. Meeting and separation. For us, Sadhaji, or separation is more glorious. It is very favorable for jivas. But where separation comes, when so much attachment for that person or personality, oh, separation may come. But no attachment, no separation. If you have separation, you have so much attachment for your Gurudev, then for him, oh, separation can come. Always, heart melting, tears coming, this will come. But no attachment to Gurudev. Those who have not served Gurudev, not serving Gurudev, no attachment, how can he feel separation for his Gurudev? Oh, the love and affection and separation for Krishna and Mahaprabhu is very far away. Very, very far away. So, charity begins from So everything will begin from Guru and Vaishnava. So you should try to have so much attachment to your bona fide or high class of Guru. I think that what attachment was first when I met my Gurudev. He took from this worldly position and he took my Sikha and dragged me. At that time, I never thought of his highest glory. Gradually, I am understanding how glorious you are. How glorious. Otherwise, a man cannot think his Gurudev. Gurudev glory. I have seen so many leaders here and there in Vrindavan. They want to glorify their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. But I think that they cannot touch even the lowest glory of their Gurudev. How can they? I told anywhere in my class, what is his Guru glory? What is Pradhan Mantri in second line? What is Gaurbani? They don't know. How he was preaching Gaurbani? What is Gaurbani? For the glories of Gopis. Arajyo Bhagavan Brijayi Satanyastat Dham Vrindavanam Ramna Kachitu Pasana Bajukat Vargaini Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prima Pumastoma. Oh, this is Ramna Kachitu Pasana Bajukat Vargaini. Oh, there are so many kinds of bhakti and devotees. They serve Radha Krishna in so many different ways. Oh, even Sakhas of Braja, Subal Siddhan Madhumangal and all that. Very dear to Krishna. Mother Yashoda, you know, she can bind Krishna with his love rope. She can bind. But more than that, gopis can bind by the eye core of eyes to Krishna forever. They can take Krishna in their heart. Krishna has admitted this fact. in Kurukshetra, he admitted. Oh, they took me in their heart and embraced and forever. I cannot resist them. So Gopi's love and affection is so high. Oh, this is Guru Bhanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, parva, anarpiti charim, kirat, karuna, vatirna, samarpaitam unnata ujjvala rasang sri bhakti hari sapura sundara yudhi kadamba shanti kita sadar idaya kandare purasati to give, to present what thing? Unnata ujjvala rasa sri, not ujjvala rasa, ujjvala rasa, or he wanted to what? Taste, eh? Taste. It cannot be given. It cannot be given. It is the only wealth of Srimati Radhika's heart. He can taste. But what can be given? The beauty of that Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. It can be given. And for this he can. Really, our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all of my Gurudev, my Sikhya Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he had not come only to Miya to preach Kirtan. Oh, you can also do that thing. And you are doing Kirtan preaching here and there. Oh, he did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Kirtan he gave love and affection highest. Oh, of Gopi Prem. Other scholars. One is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura. And for the same, oh, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Sishmat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Dinam Sri Vasubhayani Devi Daitaya Sambandh Madhurya Ujjala Premacha Madhurya Ujjala, what is Unnata Ujjala Rasa? He was expert. He was very near and dear, met said and talked still of Srimati Gaurika. He descended only to give this thing, sprinkle this mercy. That we should realize this fact. So I think, this is what the highest mood of I was teaching or object of preaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Mostly his disciples could not understand this. Oh, they think that Narayan Maharaj is what? Minimizing him. But why they are thinking? Because they are ignorant of all these things. They cannot touch his glory. So I want to give his real preaching object. Oh, he came for this. A lame person like me and you, we are preaching Kirtan, we are there Nagar Sankirtan, making some money also, positions also. Oh, dancing. Oh, only today boy, newly coming. And he can dance so much. I cannot dance like them. 24 hours. Oh, this is not so high. Oh, that mood is why he is dancing. He is not dancing. His love and affection is making him dance. This is the thing. He wanted to give these things. The love and affection, highest love and affection of Gopis he wanted. So his mission was this. And we want to give all these things. Like a stream of river, Ganges river, always flow. I don't want that your bhakti should be stopped at a place. Otherwise it will be contaminated and polluted. And you will be like others, or always falling down. Because nothing is there. A man has left his wife, children, worldly position and everything. But still he has no ruchi, and I am telling of Krishna Shakti, or the fifth stage. If he has not come to this point, what he will do? Even ruchi has not come. He must fall. He is fallen, not to fall down. He is really fallen down. Whether he is in sannyas form, or in renounce order, or brahmachari, or anything. Oh, form has no speciality, nothing, no importance. Mood has some importance. So you should try. What? And that is why in fifth stage of Krishna Shakti, I was explaining yesterday, I began, Ainandata. Weeping, bitterly he is dead, heart melting. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maapisamay avam budhau kripaya tavapas pankaja sita dhulsha drishyam vichintaya. O Prabhu, O Nanda Tanuj, O Yashodananda, don't forget. Don't take me out of your lotus feet. I want to be there to serve. You know, that gopis has prayed like this. Gopis also. Those are serving. For their तन्नो प्रसीद बिजनायक में साफ ये बताइए साफ दैट्स इट ओ तप ताप मनं पुरुष भूषण देही बंदे प्रभु ऑलवेज ही इज ऑल्सो Even Nanda Gosvami, Nanda Baba, in separation mood, he also prayed like that. So Krishna Darshan is very beautiful, very beautiful. Krishna Darshan has are two kinds. First, left and right side. Right side of the Krishna service, and left, Srimati Radhika. Left side is more rasavaha. Rasavaha means. So, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Kripayato Pata Pankaja Dhuli Sadrisham. Oh, at this time, in the fifth stage of sadhana, sometimes, Siddhade is coming in a abhas. What is Siddhade? Each jeev is part and parcel of Supreme Lord. And Krishna is his form, beautiful body, beautiful crooked eye, or melody in him. Everything is there. In the same way, all these jivas, though they are conditional here, but in their seed of what? Constitutional position, very beautiful form is there. Very beautiful, attractive body is there. So that they can attract even Krishna. And very high class of wolves are there, but now they are covered with fire in latent position. Pati sadhan, kriti sadhya bhavita sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatanga. Oh, there is some, everything is there in constitutional position, but latent. Only sadhan can do what? Oh, manifest. Oh, it may keep out the covering, but take out the covering, remove the covering, and then he will know. Now this, in this way, in this stage of love, sadhan, somewhat a semblance of the siddhasaris, or he sometimes sees. That what I am. I am Subal Saddam. Any of cowherd boys servant, either I am or Vidyarthi of Nand Baba and Yashoda, either I am any Dasi of Rukminjari or anyone. And it comes. At that time what becomes? Heart melting, crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells all this. I have come to remind you that you are also part and parcel of Supreme Lord, and in your constitutional position you have same thing, very beautiful form of Braja. Otherwise you cannot have come to in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I am very strong. I have that idea, strong idea. That is all. Whether you know or not, or you are all eternal servant of Krishna, and you have very beautiful, attractive form and moves. Otherwise, if you have not that, then you will have gone to Ramanujacharya. You have gone to Madhvacharya or Pallav, or you have gone to Christianity or Buddhism, Buddhism. So I am very happy. Mahaprabhu has that. But don't do any offense. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Otherwise, Hathimata upade vachindita suru jaya pata. If you have any doubt about your Guru, and if your Gurudev is bona fide, unqualified, and if you have doubt any, so he has some devotion, but he is not expert like me. As I am an expert in worldly things, I can make money, or Prabhupada can't buy money. What is this? This is very... offensive. Guru Avakya. So don't have this. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Try to give honor all Vaishnavas who are even not initiated. Not initiated even. Or try to be. Tina dapi sunichena taro rapisa amanina man kirtanya. Always remember. Otherwise you also follow the same line which all are or going divisiating all. So you should not do. For thousand and thousand, but you collected some sukriti. Now you have come to this place. Don't go down. So at that time, a semblance of your Siddha Sarir will come. Don't worry. Kotsaha, Nasya, Dharya, Tattat, Karma, Prabha, Sangat, Tyaga. What is the meaning? You, Prabhu, what is the meaning?
This verse is the third verse that Srila Rupa Goswami wrote in his Upadeshamrita. Utsaham nishchayat daryat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat satobrite tadbir bhakti prasityati. Utsahan means should have confidence, enthusiasm. for those things which are related to bhakti. Utsahan nischayat. Nischayat means confidence in all the principles of bhakti. And utsahan nischayat daryat. Daryat means patience. Thank you. Utsahan nischayat daryat.
If bhakti is not coming, but even you should have a strong faith and hope. And tolerate, patient. Or it will come. Shortage, it will come. Like this.
Tat tat karma pravartanat means that he will.
Like Saravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, always engaged.
In relationship to the nine angas of bhakti and the other principles of advancing in bhakti, he will stick to those things. Tat tat karma pravartanat sangat tyagat. He will avoid all those things and all those people that deviate him from bhakti. And he'll always follow in the footsteps of the great saints and acharyas in the line of bhakti, sadbir, bhakti, prasidyati. These particular six things will always help him advance in Krishna consciousness.
I think the reason because first fall down or two, no utsah. And secondly, offense. Otherwise, no reason of fall down. So don't do offense any to any Vaishnava, to any related, anything to related to Krishna and Mahaprabhu and all. And thus you can go on. Now, I wanted to tell you so many things. And so good things are explained in Bhajan Rahasyam. But time is very short. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow we will have to give this place. A new place we will have to give. And I wanted to finish this book. But one chapter even I could not finish. So when this stage comes, I'm telling for your future that what he thinks, how he thinks, and Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has told. I told you yesterday, perhaps, about Bilva Mangal Thakur, Krishna Karanamrita, one sloka. And one sloka of Srila. I'm going to explain what is this. Very high class of
Venu karan nipatitam skhalitam sikhandam brastan chapita vadanam brajaraja sunyam. Jasya kataksya sarukhata vimokshitasya tang radhika paricharami kadarasena. Venu karan nipatita.
Oh, his Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining this. Oh, Anurag, you know? Nitya Naveen, always Naveen. Gopi never, Srimati Radhika tells, I have never seen this black one, never, never in my whole life. Oh, Lalita is telling, oh, I saw you sitting in the lap of this black today, I saw. Oh, never I have seen. Oh, that was another person, not this person. Asamortha. What is the meaning of asamortha?
Not far
away. That asamortha. Anurag. Love and affection. In English only love and affection. Good or bad. For worldly prem, for transcendental prem, same thing. But in Sanskrit not like that. Oh, worldly prem is called lust, not no prem. But oh, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, and then rati, then prem, sneha, man, rag, anurag, bhava. Oh, these are different gradation of love. Not same all, but English has no word. Only one word. Anyone cannot define all these things. Oh, only word for all. So here, asamo thachyamatkari mahabhav in Gopi. Oh, in fifth stage, he can think about that. Somewhere, or from the high class of association, like Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramana, or from Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, not late, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also, Seventh Goswami. If we will anyone be in their association, they can think about this in the fifth stage, not before that. And that is what fifth stage is? Ashakti. Or here, he is giving example, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that what, how he thinks, how he thinks. Srila Saraswati Pad, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. Oh, he is saying, when a time will come, I can search Srimati Kishori you. In what way? Oh, with haras. Fountain of what? Fountain. In fountain of like a fountain. I can. And this is what love, Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling it in the Madanakha Bhav of Srimati Radhika. How the topmost love. You should know that love is called Madanakha, who is only in Radhika, not even Lalita Vishakha, not even Krishna, not even in Krishna. And that is why he took the form of it. Chaitanya and mood of Radhika, only to realize what is Madanakha Bhav. And he is explaining that mood. Oh, once, he is telling once, oh, Padma, you know, the best sakhi of Chandravari. Anyhow, he gave some temptation to Krishna. Oh, Chandravali is very near boy. And he will die if you are not meeting him. Oh, if you are waiting, and after, if you are waiting for anything, delay, oh, she will die at once. At once, you should come with me and meet her. Otherwise, she must die. Anyhow, telling Krishna, and he took Krishna in the kunja of Chandravali. And what happened of Srimati Radhika? She is waiting for Krishna and waiting for toy. She is lamenting so much, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? She is so katar, dirame katar. Oh, any chaturuk inquiry, very intelligent. Oh, like Rup Manjari, very intelligent. Oh, you should not lament. Oh, very soon I must bring that sitar. He is good one, but Padma is very tricky and crooked. Anyhow, he has given any temptation and she has brought. But I will bring her. Oh, very soon, don't lament. Oh. After some time, she went there and told, oh, you are with Chandrauli, and very big demon like Kesi has come, and he will kill your father, mother, and all Brajavasi, cows and calves, and you are here. Oh, I told, oh, what to do? Oh, sir, oh, Chandrauli, but man, you should be here. And very soon I am coming after killing that demon. Otherwise, he will kill all. So, wait a little, I am just coming. And just he left for Radhika. Oh, she was lamenting so much. The time is over. Oh. For tomorrow, you should hear.
Look at the knife.
I don't know. Let's move. Fine. And if it is, then have a good kirtan. Oh, kirtan for 2 minutes and then I will take rest and then I will tell. Any good kirtan? Yeah. Mandi.